Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, next Friday on November 19th, I'll give you a guide to happy holidays. I'll give you some tips for navigating through the holiday energies intact with plenty of joy, less stress, and within your budget. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, let me ask you this. Do you have your 2011 Good Timing Guide yet? If not, now is the time to order instead of waiting until the last minute. We're only 7 weeks away from the new year, so it's already time to start looking ahead and planning. So if you want to be more successful in 2011 and get better results for your important activities, then a good timing guide is essential. It lets you know when to take important actions and when to wait. That's way better than not knowing when there's a timeout and nothing's going to come of your important actions. You can order either the online or printed guide at our Polaris store. Just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. Also, just a reminder that my Honduras Prosperity Retreat has been postponed until next spring, March 19th through the 26th. Now, that may seem like a long ways away, but if you register before the end of November, which is only about 2 weeks away, you'll get a 30% discount on your room. So check this out now and get the discount. I'll be giving a multi-day workshop on Roatan, one of the Bay Islands of Honduras, on how to prosper with the universe. I'll also be leading a spring equinox ceremony there for one of the most amazing spring equinoxes in hundreds of years. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the link for Madeline in Honduras. Now, lastly, I want to remind you that you can learn about all these important cycles well ahead of time by subscribing to my Good Timing newsletters with email updates. For just 8 cents per day, you can know what time it really is and have the best guidance available for when to take your most important actions. You can order these with the Good Timing Guide at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we're in the middle of a fairly intense cycle. Pluto conjunct the North Node. Now, this cycle has been approaching since late August, but right now it's peaking. This cycle is commonly associated with the economy getting worse. In this particular case, I think it's mostly associated with the Federal Reserve's quantitative easing program. If you pay attention to any business news, you've probably noticed that the rest of the world is pretty upset that the Federal Reserve is printing another $600 billion. Now, what that does for our domestic economy is to dilute the value of the dollar, so the prices of products and services increase. However, it also makes our products cheaper for other countries to buy, and that's why they do this. But we taxpayers pick up the ultimate cost of this program because we pay for it at the supermarket, the gas pump, and so forth. Now, this cycle may be associated with the so-called tipping point that the web guys Cliff High and George Urey have talked about. You can find their information at halfpasthuman.com. And they've been predicting a tipping point of some type between November 5th and November 14th. Now, Pluto conjunct the North Node is exact between 1 and 6 minutes during these dates, which is very tight. Since there are 60 minutes in 1 degree, so it's very tight. So we'll see if this cycle yields something even bigger than the typical mess with the economy. This cycle of Pluto conjunct the North Node stays very exact through November 21st, but it stays in range through February 21st. So expect the economy to be a bit shaky until then. Now, next, we're now in a cycle that will peak on Monday, November 15th, which is commonly associated with high growth. This cycle is Sun trine Jupiter. It's an expansive cycle in general, and what do you know? The Federal Reserve is expanding our money supply. That particular expansion may not be the best, though. We also get a second cycle with it, which is Sun trine Uranus. This combination tends to promote unexpected high growth opportunities, especially related to technology, the internet, or something unusual. The second cycle peaks on November 18th through the 19th, depending on your time zone. And both of these cycles stay in range through November 22nd. Now, Sun trine Uranus is also associated with feelings of restlessness and a desire to do something completely different. So if you feel that way, do something new, maybe even a bit radical. Although these cycles sound terrific, and they are, there are two caveats. One is that as these high-growth opportunities are peaking, there is still a lot of confusion and possibly even deception. It's also possible that our leaders are not able to communicate their vision well, since we have the cycle of Sun square Neptune. So be careful. You can easily be misled or misunderstand critical points. This cycle came into range yesterday on November 10th. No, actually 2 days ago on November 10th. It peaks on November 18th, and it stays in range through November 22nd. Now, the second caution is related to Venus retrograde, which is, thank heavens, almost over. And I'll talk about this more in a few minutes. But even when that ends, it's followed shortly by Mercury retrograde, which starts December 10th. So no matter what this unexpected high growth opportunity is, there are probably delays in getting it going. The holidays are here, and any potential project needs some rethinking before it can get started. Also, be careful not to overestimate the money that you can make from it, too. Now, next, we have another cycle that's already in range, and it peaks for the first time on November 20th. The cycle is Mercury conjunct Mars. It can be challenging for communications and driving. That's because it's easy to open your mouth and insert your foot by becoming angry. So if you become upset, remember it's likely you don't have all the facts straight or you've misinterpreted something. So before you blow your top, remember to ask a lot of questions. The cycle stays in range through December 16th and becomes even more challenging for the Thanksgiving holidays. I'll talk about that in more detail next Friday when I give you my guide to happy holidays. Now, if you're clever, you can use this energy to be assertive in a positive way that will get your needs met. You can even use these energies to have a breakthrough in your communications with someone, but it takes some effort to do this. I recommend the process in the book, Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg, which is excellent. And if you use that process, you're much more likely to get the results you want. But I'm warning you, it can be easy to fly off the handle and talk like a hothead if you don't use this process, so be careful what you say. Now, on next Thursday, November 18th, Jupiter finally stops moving backwards and turns around to move forward. So Jupiter is the planet that represents expansion, abundance, and growth. Been moving backwards since July 23rd, and while it was doing that, we were in preparation mode for new products and new marketing plans. And so now that Jupiter is moving forward next Thursday on November 18th, this is our signal to begin our promotions. However, with Venus also moving direct later that day, you may still be finalizing your preparations. And with the holidays upon us and the full moon on Sunday, November 21st, consider starting them on November 22nd or 23rd. Or later, just use the guide. Next, just a reminder that we are still in Venus retrograde from now through November 18th, and we're still rethinking our values, what we want, don't want, and our relationships. If you're signing a contract, our best dates to do this are today, November 12th, tomorrow, November 13th, and Monday, November 15th. Just know there will be some delays with the contract, and you may have to renegotiate a few things down the road. But these are the best dates we have this month for signing anything, so use them well. Now, for a tip from my Good Timing Guide, this week your tip is this. Notice we're running out of good days with the good final result this month, and we have today, November 12th through November 16th at 10:58 a.m. Pacific Time or 1:58 p.m. Eastern Time with a good final result. So make the most of these dates. The rest of the month is more challenging. Lastly, just a reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. To register, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is in the box at the top right of the homepage. So get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Many of us have tried diets, and honestly, a diet is just a tool. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can combine clinically tested Medifast weight loss products along with the support from a Take Shape for Life certified health coach. You can watch life happen being overweight, or you can make life happen. The Take Shape for Life program gives you the tools and support to live a healthy life and reach your weight loss goals. Talk to a health coach. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Behind every complaint is a commitment. Have you heard yourself complaining today? Do you hear others complaining? When anyone complains, they are adopting the role of victim. They would not complain if they were not feeling victimized. David Emerald's book, The Power of Ten, observes that a victim is someone who has a dream or desire that has been denied. If they didn't care, they wouldn't complain. Ted is the empowerment dynamic, which is a way of thinking, being, and taking action that begins with shifting your attention from that of a victim to that of a creator. So if you find yourself complaining, the first steps is to reconnect with the dream, desire, and what you care about. Focus on the outcome you want. For example, if someone cuts in front of you on the highway, shift your focus away from them to your own safe driving. And then the next time you hear someone complaining, ask yourself, what is the commitment behind the complaint? And speak to them about caring. Focusing on what you want is the way of the creator.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and you can call me now at 1 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And I can answer questions for personal questions, economic questions, prosperity questions, timing questions, any of those things. And if you're going to ask me a personal question, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. And again, that number to call is 1-800-930-2819. And just a quick reminder that if you don't get your call answered today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations plus timing consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, has anyone called in?
Not at the moment. The phone lines are now back open. If you'd like to join us here for Cosmic Connections with Madeline, 1-800-930-2819. We await your call.
Absolutely. So, in the meantime, I'm going to give you a few prosperity tips because, hey, we always need prosperity, and that's a big issue for many of us, right? So, I'm going to just give you a few extra tips, and Benny's going to jump in when we get a caller. Right, Benny?
You got it, Madeline.
Okay. The first thing I want to mention is that each of us has a glass ceiling for money. It's true. Whenever we approach that glass ceiling of having more than whatever that particular amount of money is, then generally we're going to find a way to get rid of it, anything extra. This often occurs when people inherit money or they win the lottery or they somehow get an extra big bonus or something like that. And in no time at all, the money will be gone due to that glass ceiling. So your glass ceiling is the amount of money that you have now or the highest amount you had in the past for at least a year. So start imagining that you have more than that amount of money. And then gradually increase your prosperity by becoming mentally and emotionally comfortable with having more money. Work your way up to doubling your glass ceiling, your money ceiling. And as you do so, open to receiving it. Because once you've doubled your glass ceiling, you can start imagining having even more. Now, that's just one tip for helping you to increase your prosperity. I'm going to give you a few more so that you can really rev up here for the holidays. We've got holidays coming. So one of the things to remember is that as hard as it may be to believe, your top job is to be in joy. I know that sounds crazy, but it is true when it comes to prosperity. And when you're moving away from joy, you're actually moving away from money. So do things that bring you joy. Serve others in joy at work. Think thoughts that make you feel joyful. And you're in charge of your happiness, whether you know it or not. And you can choose to do fun things that will make you feel better. You can listen to music that makes you feel good. You can do all kinds of things. Call a friend for a few minutes, etc., that, you know, makes you feel good. The more joy that you feel, the more joyful things will be attracted to you, including more money. So find a way to put some joy in each and every day.
So should I walk by banks a lot?
If that brings you joy.
I think it would bring me joy if I knew there was money out there waiting for me. I definitely need to go walk by an institution that has it.
Well, it'll come to you in lots of ways. It doesn't have to come through a bank.
That'd probably be my way. So.
Yeah, your way. That's right. Yeah, cool. The Capricorn way.
All right. That's right. I just got to get things done. That's for sure. Well, let me jump in here, Madeline. We do actually have a caller. Her name's Beth, and she's calling in from Seattle. She wants to know if there's any job prospects out there for her.
Okay.
So let me give you her birth information.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Standing by. All right.
Okay, and what's her date?
It's June 9th of 1951.
1951, okay.
She was born at 11:02 p.m.
11:02 p.m. M, okay.
And she's a Seattle native, so that would be good for you. Yep. So let's bring on Beth. And again, Beth's looking for some job prospects out there. So Beth,
okay, great.
Yep, Beth, welcome to the show. What's up?
Thank you. Thank you, Madeline.
Hi, Beth.
Hey, what's going on with my job search? Is there anything going to break soon?
How long have you been looking for a job?
Oh, at least 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what kind of work are you looking for?
Well, I've been in natural health sales, so I'm still looking for something related.
Oh, okay.
In the natural health industry.
Okay, so you want to stay in the healthcare industry. Okay. And let me see here. I'm just looking to see what cycles you have going on. Was there something intolerable that happened not too long ago that maybe made a change?
You mean as far as
your work?
In my work? No. I've had, you know, family problems, but not...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Family problems. Okay. So, okay. So it was in an area that could have impacted work, so I was just checking on that. What I'm looking at here is that, you know, there's some very good cycles for money to be coming in early in the year. Now, let me see if I can tell you when that will happen more precisely than just early in the year.
Okay.
Wait for my computer to... Okay, here we go. We have cycle that you're probably looking at like February to March.
Okay.
You're basically going to start a new growth cycle at that point, and it looks like you'll start a new growth cycle in terms of your money, which would be good.
That is good.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm thinking that by then you should have it in place. And perhaps even before then. Now, I was just trying to see if you're getting another cycle that might bring it in a little sooner. Have you got any, interviews lined up or anything at all?
No.
You're still just putting in an application?
Yeah.
Well, if I were you, I would really focus this weekend on putting in applications today, tomorrow, and Monday, particularly.
Okay.
Those 3 days, I would really, really focus on putting in applications then and get as many out as you possibly can.
Good timing, huh?
Yeah. And then I would, you know, I would just thank the universe every day for having already provided you that perfect job.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do. If you go online, to my site, there's a article called How to Create Anything. So you can use that process. It's a 68-second process per day for creating the perfect job.
Is that Edwina Gaines?
I don't know. That process originally came to me from the Abraham Hicks.
Oh, material. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So I'm not familiar with the other person, so I couldn't tell you if they're using that same process or not.
Okay, but, well, great. I'll do that.
Yeah, but I've created thousands of dollars within a matter of days using it.
I like that.
and you can definitely create a job with it, I'm sure. Absolutely, you can create a job with anything else, relationships, whatever. So
good.
So good luck with that. Yeah,
thanks
and thank
a lot.
You for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. You ever hear yourself say, I can't afford that? Or perhaps you say, the company can't afford that? If so, you're pushing money away every time you think or say it. So whenever you think or say that or anything similar, you're affirming that you can't afford it. Not only is that scarcity thinking, but it's thinking like that which prevents you from having enough money. Instead, start thanking the universe in advance for having already provided you with whatever you want, including the money. And you can have it, really. You really can. Just stop telling the universe, not to send it to you, and always thank the universe in advance for having already sent it to you. So here it comes, ready or not. And if you go get that article on my website under articles, how to create anything, it'll give you that 68-second process. Now, next Friday on November 19th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll give you a guide to happy holidays and also my prosperity tip of the week. And that guide to happy holidays, I'll give you some tips for navigating through those holiday energies intact, which could be rather challenging, and with plenty of joy, less stress, and within your budget. Now, lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. You can also call us toll-free to order. Arrange a consultation or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Stay tuned for Marine Saint Germain. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org. Welcome to Rubenesque Yoga. We offer yoga classes at retreats that focus on relaxation and rejuvenation. You do not need to be a marathon runner or bend like a pretzel to attend our classes. Rubenesque Yoga's retreats are held at the beautiful Wild Iris Inn located in Lacana, Washington, where you will enjoy a weekend of relaxation, yoga, and shopping. Please visit yogaforplussizes.com for more information. That's yogaforplussizes.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.